Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Irish Olympic swimmer Shane Ryan has announced that he will take part in the controversial Enhanced Games, which next year will permit competitors to use performance-enhancing drugs like steroids to gain advantage. Since his announcement, the Irish sporting world has criticised the decision, including Swim Ireland, who said they are disappointed by the three-time Olympian's actions and decision. Kieran Cunningham is the chief sport writer at the Irish Daily Star, and David Nolan is an assistant professor of sport and exercise science at DCU. They're both on the line. Good evening to you, gents.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
David, to you, first of all, is this not the natural evolution of modern sport, where doping is present in a lot of sports? Swimming has had its problems with them. Is this not just a bit of honesty when it comes to these athletes going in and performing?
Yeah, well, we know that we have a history of doping in all sports, and it's definitely still present amongst pretty much every sport. You're going to have bad actors. To say, is it a natural evolution? There is probably one argument for that. You can argue that we've allowed advances in technology in every other category improve sports performance apart from pharmacological advancement. And that's what the Enhanced Game is trying to say, that they're on a mission to, what they say, redefine superhumanity through science and just allow this quote-unquote safe use of performance-enhancing drugs in sport. That's, I suppose, what they say. What I think often gets overlooked in this when we talk about the Enhanced Game specifically is that the first thing you see when you go on the Enhanced Game's website is not the science, but rather it's a big button saying get enhanced, and you can buy these performance enhancing drugs from the company. So is the Enhanced Game really about pushing human limit, or is it just a marketing stunt to then become probably become a dealer of performance enhancing drugs to the masses?
Does it sound a little bit like I'm going to say MMA, and I'm going to draw criticism from people who say MMA is a sport, but it's like the MMAification, if I could put it that way, of athletics.
I don't know if I'd agree fully with that and the MMA side of things, but I know what you're trying to say. And purely from a scientific perspective, it is fascinating. It'll be fascinating to see, you know, what are the limits of human physiology and human performance if all chains and all rules were thrown out and we could push every technological advance on people. But it's more of that question as a society, is it something that we want to promote? Do we want to promote our young people and maybe people who are not as well educated and don't have the same support networks that these athletes have? There's potential risks, and there's a lot of risks that can be associated with drug use if they are not getting the same level of attention and quality of compounds that these athletes are being provided with.
Kieran Cunningham, the strange thing here is Shane Ryan was quite vocal about drugs use, and he was anti-doping up until, well, recently.
Yeah, well, there's a quote from an interview he gave 3 years ago, and he said, "It's hard to tell, but I think doping is in every sport. It's only 0.05% of people, but that's what sours a sport. That sport, there's always some negatives, but also so many great things. I think you're having cleaner athletes now. Clean sport is where it needs to be." So you'd have to wonder what has changed in the 3 years. I think what has changed is the money that's on offer for going to the Enhanced Games. That if you do look at, not that many people have signed up for it now. On their website, there's only 10 athletes, and there's a couple more that have signed up that aren't on the website yet for some reason. And that's the one thing they have in common is they're all around they're in their 30s. You know, they're all coming to the end of their career. Shane Ryan had retired, announced he was retired a couple of weeks ago, and Shane Ryan was an 18,000. A year grant from Sport Ireland. And each event at the Enhanced Games will have a total prize fund of $500,000, with $250,000 going to the winner, and there's $1 million on offer to anyone who beats a world record. So he could earn more, significantly more than he's earned in his entire career, and that's the only reason people will go into this.
Does that not speak volumes about how we treat athletes in general if they are amateurs? The amateurs that have to go on and represent us at the Olympics, they don't get paid well. You know, it's a constant struggle. It's hard enough to have to train. And when somebody comes along, a little bit like the Saudi Football League, and dangles a carrot in front of you, of course you're going to bite it.
Well, no, I don't think, of course, you are. No, I don't think. I think that there are definitely, there's a lot, like, I know a lot of athletes, and I use athletes in the broader sense, that would never consider anything like the enhanced games, that is very important to them to compete cleanly, and they are genuinely very anti-doping. And the argument that you can't halt what is painted as scientific progress is a dubious one. Where does that lead? It's not about the barriers of human potential. Rather, those who are able to tolerate the highest level of chemical enhancement will triumph. And many sports people over the years who've taken PEDs, performance enhancing drugs, have either died or been left with life-changing health complications. Now, the organisers of the enhanced games say they will monitor everyone rigorously. But there's no, if you read the regulations, the supposed regulations around them, they prohibit the likes of cocaine or heroin, you know, illegal drugs. But other than that, it's a free-for-all. So I think people, this is inviting trouble, and it could become very, very dangerous road to go down. Mm.
David, I suppose, is it like a pick and mix that they're advocating? You can take whatever works for you. We don't care.
Yeah, the main one that you're going to see them taking are anabolic steroids, because performance enhancing drug is an umbrella term for hundreds upon hundreds of compounds. But the main ones that people would be familiar with would be the what we call androgenic anabolic steroids, so testosterone derivatives and things similar to testosterone. That's going to be the main one that these athletes are taking in order to be bigger, stronger, more powerful. And then other ones potentially to, you know, change the red blood cell count and different things like that. But they're going to be the main drugs, and they're the ones that the enhanced games, the enhanced companies sell on their website is testosterone.
And on the point of taking these and not knowing what they're going to do to you, I hear your point that there will be people who go, I want to look like X, or isn't X brilliant? Now, I'm not as good as him. Do I have to take a little bit more to get there? And there being a contagion risk here that others will decide to go down this route as opposed to just good old-fashioned hard work.
Well, that's exactly what the enhanced games are hoping for. They're hoping that people see these athletes and they all of a sudden show up in Las Vegas bigger, stronger than what they were before, with faster times, and they're hoping then that, quote unquote, inspires the consumer to start taking these compounds, which is a very slippery road to go down. And it frustrates me in a way, because we have testosterone as a compound itself. There's huge benefits, or huge potential benefits, in a medical context, treating middle-aged and older men with low testosterone. And we've a lot of research going on in that area. And always then, when we get these kind of enhanced games or doping talks, it kind of demonizes the user then. And I even seen a journalist on News Talk this morning describe it as a freak show. And we have an issue where users of performance-enhancing drugs don't engage with their medical professionals. And this is one of the reasons, because they are stigmatized.
Yeah, but they're also going to want to win. I mean, that's their motivation here, apart from money. They want to be the best. And that could come with an element of risk-taking.
Definitely. And with any compound, the poison is in the dose. So these are powerful compounds that have a lot of effects on the human body, not just growing muscle. They're going to affect the brain, the heart, all the organ systems. So it's not something that should be done lightly. It can have serious negative health consequences when used inappropriately.
There's a text in here, Kieran Cunningham, that is a good one. What happens if a swimmer breaks a record? Even the comparisons with and without drugs may not be good for sport. Someone will make money and try it. What if their supposedly new drug-enhanced efforts aren't good? I mean, there's a whole load of imponderables here, but do we end up devaluing the best and the brightest athletes who go on to break records because someone did it after taking anabolic steroids?
Well, there are records in the record book now that everybody knows are rotten, you know, that don't stand up. They know the athletes, you know, they know their coach, they know the background and what was going on in that country or in that particular camp at the time. But the problem with this, when you offer a prize like $1 million for breaking a world record, like it won't stand as a proper world record, first of all. You know, that has to be clarified. But that's a huge carrot. That's a life-changing amount of money. So people will be prepared to take huge risks to go after that. And like for health, I was getting some medical treatment a few months ago, and I was on steroids. But I had to be, you know, the doctor had to give me that. You know, that had to be prescribed. You know, then going into this, they can get steroids from all sorts of dubious avenues. Like we've seen this in Ireland in recent years. There's been a huge amount of seizures of steroids at customs that people are buying over the internet, and the steroids are in so many gyms all over the country, and it's not been regulated properly, and you don't know what you're taking half the time. So it's a very dangerous. I think people who sign up for this are taking a massive risk. And not just for the reputation and their legacy, but for their health.
Any drug that gets into the winning thing,
just a quick one.
Yeah.
Part of the enduring of the appeal of the Olympics is the fact that getting there matters. It's not just about winning, but the taking part. And the enhanced concept prize is winning at all costs and nothing else.
There's a text in here, David Nolan, that says, boxing is our most successful Olympic sport, yet only a tiny, tiny few boxers are funded. Is there any reason that these people jump at the offers of money? It does make a good argument for funding sport better, and in particular individuals who want to go on and represent their country at Olympic level. I mean, should we stop just making them jump through terrible hoops to get a pittance? And is that a way perhaps that we could circumnavigate the notion that we need these enhanced games?
Yeah, like, again, I'm not qualified to talk about the economics of it, but for people who want to pursue to go to the Olympics, it's not easy. And we know in the current cost of living crisis, the stipends that these athletes get, you know, Sport Ireland are only funded so much. They're doing the best they can for these athletes, but it is very difficult for them to survive on it. And also, kind of different to say someone that's a professional soccer player, they're not going to make enough in their career that will do them into retirement. There is no one that's going to go and be an Olympic athlete and be able to retire on the money they made while being an Olympic athlete. So they will always need a second career. So a lot of them are trying to balance college and further education while trying to be an elite level athlete. So it is not easy whatsoever.
Yeah. Kieran, just to finish up on this, as this topic has progressed, I've realised that previously when I was filling in here, that I interviewed, if it was either this program or the Pat Kenny program, that I interviewed the guy behind the enhanced games. It's just dawned on me when I saw his name, Aaron D'Souza. And I remember at the time having this discussion with him, and I asked him, well, how many have signed up for these advanced games? And he said two. And we all laughed because you can't have a competition with two. Now he's got 10, which means he's convinced eight others, which means now it's probably going to happen. This is going to happen.
Yeah, it remains to be seen in what form it happened. Like, because initially, boxing was included, and there was a backlash against that because that would be been hugely dangerous. That if you were allowing doping boxers into the ring, boxers are putting their life on the line in that regard. And along with Aaron D'Souza, Peter Thiel, who's a controversial tech billionaire, he's behind Palantir. Technologies, which were the subject of much controversy.
Discussion, as we say,
with the Israeli military. And also Donald Trump Jr. is one of the backers of it. And these people essentially are libertarians, that they don't want rules. They think people should be allowed to do what they want. And a big problem, a lot of people have this, rightly, with this concept is it adds to the view that all athletes are in something, which is simply not true, and a disservice to clean athletes.
What are the odds that it'll all be on pay-per-view, that we'll be asked to fork out money to watch? Kieran Cunningham, sports writer, David Nolan, assistant professor of sport and exercise science at DCU. Thanks very much for joining us. Money is and will ruin sport, says a listener. Rugby is in danger now. Athletes are the next target. Someone else says, what happens if someone dies after taking those drugs going into the event? There are many more questions and answers on this one.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.